All right, we're rolling with Lance's Lock, the podcast, lanceslock.com, as we get rolling. Some interesting football this weekend. My buddy LT's been talking about a bloodbath Saturday of unranked versus ranked upsets, and some of those are unranked favorites against ranked teams. We'll get into that. But Lance, first tell us how we can be a member of lanceslock.com.
Yes, Dunaway, jump on board. It's 90 bucks for absolutely everything. As we record this right here, 2-0 in the NBA last night. So we've got the NBA, we've got Major League Baseball playoffs, we've got the NFL, we've got college football sides, totals. Everything is only $90. We give you an absolutely free winner each and every day at lanceslock.com. Over 6 years in business, we've never had a losing year. Don't plan on it in 2021. So jump on board. Again, lanceslock.com.
You got to find your places for entertainment this weekend, but it's pretty easy, you think, to find some places for some big wins. Let's go to the 11 o'clock window. Wake Forest off a bye week, nationally ranked, on the road against tricky Army. Tell me about this game.
You know, Jeff Monk has done such a good job with this Army program, and it's so difficult to prepare for this triple option. And not that Army is a good team this year. This is not your typical 11-win Army team that we've seen over the last couple of years, but still a difficult out. Wake Forest is coming off a bye, which can be good or bad. Wake Forest was really rolling going into that bye. It might be good that they get a little bit extra time to prepare for the triple option, but I've just got this sneaky feeling. Wake Forest only a 3-point favorite. Right now, 75% of the money is on Wake Forest. I like Sam Hartman. I think he's a good quarterback. Dave Clawson's done a great job with this Wake Forest program. They're 7-0 for the first time since 1944. But I've got a tricky feeling you're going to be able to get this a tick over 3. To me, Army plus 3.5. I think it's a great play. I like Army. I think they pull off the upset here.
Remember, you can get all of Lance's plays at lanceslock.com. We record this on a Friday, so sometimes before the kick on the Saturday, things can change. So make sure you're part of the family at lanceslock.com. In the 2:30 window, a trio of interesting games. One of them at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Oregon and UCLA. Here comes Oregon ranked, and UCLA, who had a big win over LSU to start the year, they're unranked, but there's potential for the Bruins here.
Well, UCLA might right now, Dunaway, have the best offensive line in the Pac-12. And Kayvon Thibodeau has been a force, you know, was unable to play the first half of the Cal game last week, and I think that was one of the reasons they kind of got behind the eight ball. They ultimately won that game, but I just haven't been impressed with Oregon. They're 4-1 in one possession games. It seems like everything goes to the wire. There's a reason UCLA is favored in this game. I think Charbonnet can run the football. Dorian Thompson-Robinson is an athletic quarterback, a guy that can actually extend plays against this Oregon defense. The good news for Oregon is Mario Cristobal will have Joe Moorhead. He'll be able to travel to the Rose Bowl. But Anthony Brown just hasn't been really good. He hasn't been lights out. I think you've got a quarterback advantage right now with Oregon, or excuse me, with UCLA. I think you've got a coaching advantage with UCLA. Rose Bowl, the atmosphere is not going to be a factor. But I think UCLA, as a favorite here, knocks off number 10 Oregon.
Another interesting place is Oklahoma and Iowa State. And this is one of those games where also the unranked team is favored, right?
It is, and, you know, Iowa State quietly, although they've got two losses. Brock Purdy's completing 74% of his passes. Breece Hall's almost 6 yards per carry. Right now, the difference for Oklahoma State, the defense has been great. It's very atypical what you get with Mike Gundy. But Jaylen Warren has been a difference maker running the football. We saw it in the second half against Texas. But against this Iowa State defense, which is 15th against the rush, you know, they've only allowed 4 rushing touchdowns the entire year. I think that will be the difference. As a now 7-point underdog, this is the second largest dog as a top 10 versus an unranked over the last 40 years. You don't see teams that are ranked in this situation like Iowa State. I think Ames will be a great atmosphere. I think it's going to be juiced up. I love Iowa State. Probably my favorite play on the board. When we give you that free play, we talk about it on lanceslock.com. Last week, when we did Lance's Lock here in the podcast, I talked about Utah. I talked about Cameron Rising. That came to fruition, especially in the second half where they shut out Arizona State 28-0. I had a feeling that was going to be my play of the weekend. It was. I've got a feeling tomorrow. We'll see. This is kind of game day decision, but at least right now, I think Iowa State, best play on the board.
One more interesting game, unranked versus ranked. Clemson unranked, Pittsburgh ranked. But this Clemson team seems like to be seems like it's just waiting to explode, a ticking time bomb. At some point, this offense has got to kick in, right?
Well, you know, as we recorded this last Friday, Dunaway, I thought that was going to be last Friday night against Syracuse. It didn't happen. Clemson's been favored in 48 straight ACC games. Now they're a dog. And two ways to look at this, how does Clemson respond as a dog? Is this a motivational moment for Dabo Swinney to get his guys going? Look, this is a really good defense. It's a top five defense in college football. But the problem is, in five FBS games, this Clemson offense has yet to score more than 19 points. Now they're playing Pittsburgh, who's explosive. They've got the fourth best scoring offense right now in college football, averaging over 48 points per game. You look at Kenny Pickett, you know, he has been tremendous. 24 touchdowns, only three turnovers. But you start to look, Kenny Pickett historically against Clemson, 47% completion percentage in two games, two touchdowns, seven turnovers. He's been sacked nine times. I'm kind of on the fence on this. I don't know what to do because I thought, again, last week was going to be Clemson's coming out party. I don't trust them here. I don't necessarily think Pittsburgh's a good team. You go back, they lost to Western Michigan. I think it's a good offense. And you've got a really good offense against a really good defense. I don't know what gives here. I think I pass here. If I played it, I think I'd have to take the points and take Clemson.
One night game, 6:30 NBC, USC and Notre Dame. Notre Dame, the ranked team. They have been anything but impressive in a lot of their wins this year. And then here comes USC that has had really inconsistent quarterback play. What do you make of this one?
Well, you know, I think Drake Jackson is a player to look for, number 99 for USC. I think he's a guy that can wreak havoc, whoever that quarterback is, when you look at how bad the offensive line has been for Notre Dame. You know, if Williams can consistently run the football for Tommy Reese and this Notre Dame offense, you know, they can be okay. USC's just so up and down. They're coming off a bye here, so this might be a really good spot. Traditionally, it's been a game that goes down to the wire. I'm catching seven, might be able to get this thing at 7.5. Drake London will be the best player on the field. I lean USC plus the points here.
Okay, two SEC games real quickly after you tell us about how we can join lanceslock.com.
Yeah, really simple. Now that we're coming up on the end of October, the holidays are right around the corner. A great holiday gift, stocking stuffer, lanceslock.com for the gambler in your life. Jump on board. Again, we give you a free play each and every day at lanceslock.com, but we give you everything for $90 a month. Really simple. You put a credit card down, try us for a month. If you don't like it, you can totally back out. Not a big deal. We've never had a losing year in 6 years. It's 90 bucks for everything. The NFL, college football, NBA, Major League Baseball playoffs. 90 bucks. Go to lanceslock.com.
2:30 LSU Ole Miss. What do you make of this one? Hard to figure this one out and waiting to see about Matt Corral, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, Matt Corral, we don't know what, you know, his status is right now. And this is almost double digits. I don't know where you're seeing this number. I saw it tick down to 9.5. LSU's won five straight against Ole Miss. It looks like Jake Peets, the offensive coordinator, first-year guy for Ed Orgeron, has finally found the way to move this offense. It's Davis Price. He went for a school record 287 yards last week against Florida. So if Davis Price can take a little pressure off of Max Johnson, he can make a couple of throws. I kind of like LSU in this spot. Ole Miss is 5-1 for the first time since 2015. But you look at the last couple of weeks, could have easily lost to Tennessee, could have easily lost on that two-point conversion to Arkansas. I'm not buying Ole Miss as an elite team at 5-1. I think this game goes to the wire. I like LSU plus points.
And finally, Tennessee and Alabama in Tuscaloosa. A lot of Alabama fans wanting you to tell them that the streak is going to continue, and I can bet on the home team and give all the points in the world.
Well, the streak will continue. 14 straight wins for Alabama, only two of which were less than double digits. These have been complete blowouts. Alabama averaging 45 points per game, which is right now fourth nationally. You look at the other side, Tennessee's been able to score points under Josh Heupel. They're 11th nationally, 39.3 points per game. Right now they're third in the SEC, 249 rushing yards per game. If they can be at least consistent running the football, this thing can come under the number. If I'm playing it right now, Dunaway, because of Hendon Hooker, I know right now he is slated to start for Tennessee. Just don't know how mobile he's going to be. And if Joe Milton comes in, I think you'll see much what you saw last week in Starkville, Alabama, the seven sacks. I think they'll prey on Joe Milton. So right now, I think I would lay the points, the big number with Alabama.
All right, that's it. That's the podcast for week 8. Lance's Lock, lanceslock.com for all your plays.